But you know what? It's wonderful to come together as family. Amen? Amen. Can we all, let's stand to our feet this morning. Glory. Before we get started, let's start this out right by sending up a prayer to our King of Kings. Amen? All right. I'll let you guys settle in for a minute here. Hallelujah. All right, if we would, let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, God, for your Son, Jesus. God, we thank you that, Lord, he came as a man, and God, he was born in a lowly manger, God, and God, what he faced for us, Lord Jesus. Lord, we are so grateful for this King that came into our hearts and our lives and set us free, Lord. And God, we just pray this morning that, God, that would be the focus, Lord Jesus, that, God, that you would be glorified, that you would be lifted up above all, that, God, all of our ambitions and everything would be laid down, and, God, that we would lift you up and glorify you for who you are. We would truly remember why we celebrate this Christmas season, Lord. God, we ask your blessing upon this service, God. God, whatever word that you would have us to hear, Lord Jesus, God, let our ears be ready to hear, let our hearts be ready to receive, God. And we just glorify you in your wonderful name. And everybody said, amen, amen. All right, now you guys are going to have to help me with this. This morning I'm not carrying a guitar, if you can see that. So I'm all vocal this morning. These Christmas songs, they challenge me. So I want to hear you guys. I'm going to bring this mic out here to you. All right, we're going to start off with a little song called Hark the Herald Angels Sing. All right, if you would join with me.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Thank you.
that first verse.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ in his born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
We have a clap offering of praise. Hallelujah. And we are. We're going to hark the herald as we send out the message this Christmas. Amen. If we would, let's greet one another right now.
Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas. Welcome to Christmas at Pathway. So happy that you're here with us this morning celebrating Christ's birth. It's really exciting time of year, exciting time to be with family, exciting time to remember what Christmas is all about. And I have asked Sandy Rosso, our leader of our Women's Hula Ministry, back for the when we had our fourth anniversary celebration back in September, we had a mother-daughter hula team that performed that night and the following Sunday at church, and it was just so exciting, and it just blessed us so much. Sandy asked if she could organize another mother-daughter hula for our Christmas service, and I'm just so excited that we were able to do that. So take it away, girls. I think it's okay.
While the Thank you, ladies.
Want to let you know about a few things coming up here at Pathway. Pathway of Hope is a church that has meetings throughout the week, small groups that meet in people's homes. So I hope that you can look through your worship guide here at the Pathway Happenings page. You can find some of those small groups that meet during the week. For instance, on Wednesdays, our youth group meets. And right now it's meeting, you can talk to Randy and Elizabeth. They've been at the, they were at the Golder Ranch Firehouse up until December, and they need the firehouse for a food drive that they're doing. So the youth has not been able to meet there in December, but if you talk to Randy right here, or Elizabeth, his wife, you can find out where they're meeting during December, and then in January you're back at the firehouse, right?
That's a good possibility.
Okay, we're working that out.
Just keep in contact.
Working that out. Talk to Randy and Elizabeth, they'll give you all the details about where you're meeting. Barbara Alstrom, also, if you want to make your way up here, Barbara, she wanted to give us an update. We sent out a prayer request a few weeks ago about her daughter-in-law, who was in the hospital. Let me get you a microphone here. And she wanted to give a short update on what's going on with her daughter-in-law.
I just want to thank everybody for all the prayers, because we thought we was going to lose her. She has had a kidney infection, and it was the size of a ball, and my son was devastated, and I still am. And I just want to thank everybody for all the prayers. She's home now, and she's doing a little bit better than she was when she was in the hospital, and but she's still got a lot of healing to do. And I just want to thank all the people that are on the prayer list for her, for their prayers. Thank you.
All right. God is good. Our God is a God of healing. And I have no doubt that she's going to be fine. A few of the small groups that we have throughout the week, like I was saying, on Thursday mornings we have a men's Bible study that Dick Moser right here leads down at Krispy Kreme. Great location, yummy food, yummy donuts, and so, yeah, and good coffee. So they meet down there on Thursday mornings at 6 a.m., so if you can make it there, guys, before you go off to work, stop by there and say hi and do a little Bible study. It's a great time from what I understand. Also, we have a men's breakfast the second Saturday of every month, so coming up on January 9th. There's going to be our next men's breakfast. We're going to be at the Bashes right here on the corner of Golden Ranch and Oracle. Inside, because it's cold in the mornings this time of year, we're going to be inside at the bakery, cafe area, pull some tables together. That's always a good time of fellowship. So if you can make it to that, mark that on your calendars. And also, women have some small groups that are going on right now, too. If you want to stop by the women's ministry table on your way out the door today, you can check that out. There's a lot going on for women's ministries. So we want you guys plugged in. We want you guys involved. And something really exciting that's coming up next year. We're starting a new small group study on a couple different nights. So you can pick a night that fits your schedule. And we're going to be doing a series on the book God Chasers by Tommy Tenney. If you've ever read that book, it is an amazing book about our need to be chasing after God, running after Him, wanting more and more of Him in our lives. So if that interests you, if you want more of God in your life, then stay tuned for more details about this small group study that we're going to be doing. It's a DVD-based study, and there's a workbook to take home and do some homework during the week, and it's just a great chance to get into God's Word, find out more about what He wants for you out of wanting more of Him in your life. So I hope you guys will participate in that. We'll have more details coming on that after the new year. And let's worship the Lord now with His tithes and our offerings. Let's say a word of prayer over the tithes and offerings today. Lord Jesus, You are an amazing God. We praise You, Lord, for coming to earth 2,000 years ago as a baby and living the perfect life so that You could make the ultimate sacrifice of Your life to pay that penalty for our sins.
Thank You.
So that we don't have to pay it ourselves. Lord, right now we just want to give a little bit back to You. You've given us so much. Take these tithes and offerings and bless them, and multiply them. Bless our church in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, men, I'm really going to need your help here. Can I hear those deep voices out there? We got some deep voices out in the audience today. All right, because this next song, we're going to sing it, and we're going to need those deep voices, man. All right? This is the First Noel.
The First Noel. To certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was.
Celebrating, right? Christmas is a time for excitement, for all right, why don't we meet those mics while they're getting arranged? That'd be great. So I have asked Pastor Janet, the pastor of our children's ministries, because children are so cute, right? Kids are always cute, yeah? So I asked Pastor Janet to bring our children's ministries in and do a short performance for you about the reason why we celebrate Christmas. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about later this morning also, is why that Jesus is the reason for Christmas. So if we could have our children's ministries. He's still sitting. Okay. Can I get my daughter, Abby, to come out here? No? Okay. Okay. So we're stalling. Sing another Christmas song?
No.
All right. Hi, kids. All right. So this is, if you have a camera, you might want to move to a place where you can get a good shot. This is our Pathway of Hope Children's Ministries, and I'm so proud of Pastor Janet and the work that she's done with our kids. She is an awesome pastor to our kids and the parents of our kids. She does a really great job, and I'm very proud to have her as the pastor of my children. So. Not yet.
Yes?
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night.
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said, "Do not be afraid.
News of great joy that will be for all people. A Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord."
Happy birthday,
They really did put a lot of effort in it, as you can see. And as you can see, too, they love being in front of the mic, which I'm really happy about. We have been practicing that, believe it or not. That's a hard thing for kids to want to be in front of the mic. So that's one of the things we do, is we practice that, too, by them sharing anything they want during kids' church. So have a good rest of the service, and we're going to go have a party.
Weren't they great?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, welcome again to Pathway of Hope's Christmas special. I'm really glad that you guys are here, and I want to take a few moments today and talk to you about why we celebrate this time of year, what the real reason is for Christmas. And you see it right here. Jesus is the reason. We had this on our Pathway of Hope float that we had in the Oro Valley Holiday Parade a few weekends ago, and I think it sums it all up, right? A lot of people, it's easy for a lot of people to get caught up in the holidays and the presents and the shopping and the even spending time with family sometimes can overshadow the real reason why we celebrate Christmas. And the truth is, it's all about Jesus. Jesus came to earth 2,000 years ago and as a baby boy so that he could grow up, live a perfect life, and sacrifice himself for your sin and for mine, so that we can spend eternity forever in heaven with him. And that's what Christmas is all about. Happy birthday, Jesus, right? So I love that song that the kids sang, because it's what it's all about. It's about Jesus coming to earth. And I want to talk to you, if you want to pull out your note sheets out of your worship guides, I want to give you three short reasons why Jesus is the reason. And the first thing I want to tell you is that Jesus is the reason that we have eternal life. Jesus is the reason that we have eternal life. Right? Romans 6:23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." We have all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the only way that we can be in heaven with God forever is if somebody paid that penalty for us. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus is the reason that we have eternal life. 1 John 5:11 says, "And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." He's given us eternal life, and it's through Jesus. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It's the only way to get to heaven is by accepting that gift that Jesus has given us, that gift of grace and mercy. Jesus is the reason that we have eternal life. And Jesus summed it up best in John 3:16. When he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." He was talking about himself. If we believe in God, if we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died for our sins, then we know that we have eternal life. Jesus is the reason that we have eternal life. I've asked Barbara Ahlstrom to sing a song that illustrates this point. Barbara, if you would come up.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn and all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed day gave us the greatest gift of our lives. He suffered and died for a world that was lost. He gave all he could give to show us the reason to live. As the years go by, we learn more about gifts and giving of ourselves and what it means on a dark and cloudy night amid white pain. Gave us the greatest gift of our lives.
That we have eternal life, right? But what about now? What about this life? What about this world going on around us? There's so much to be afraid of, right? But second point you can write down is that Jesus is the reason that we don't need to be afraid. Jesus is the reason that we don't need to be afraid. There's so much going on in our lives. There's chaos. There's scary things. There's the unknown, right? There's the fear of the unknown. There's fear of the known. There's things that you know about that scare you. There's the economy. There's your own personal finances. There's relationships. There's your health. There's a lot to be afraid of in this world. But know that Jesus is the reason that we don't need to be afraid. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." God didn't give us a spirit of fear. That comes from the world. It comes from our human nature. We don't need to be afraid. And if anyone had reason to be afraid, it was the lady we talked about last Sunday, Mary, mother of Jesus. And back then, can you imagine the feelings running through her when an angel shows up at her door and says, "Hey, you're going to have a baby." Yeah! Right? Can you imagine what thoughts would be running through her head? That how will this be, is what she asked the angel. Because she couldn't wrap her mind around it. It was just so foreign to her. It was scary. I'm going to ask my wife to come up and sing a song that illustrates exactly how Mary responded.
Should have had my place, but I offer all I
just like Mary. Jesus is the reason that we don't need to be afraid. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, you're not alone. You've got Jesus walking there right beside you because he came to earth at Christmas 2,000 years ago. You don't need to be afraid. So Jesus is the reason that we have eternal life. Jesus is the reason that we don't need to be afraid. The third thing you can write down on your outline is Jesus is the reason that we celebrate Christmas. I'm going to read to you from Luke chapter 2. You can turn there in your Bibles if you like and follow along. If you don't have your Bible with you today, why don't you close your eyes while I read this and just focus on the words that I'm saying so that there's no distractions going on around you. Just listen to this story of Jesus' birth. Jesus is the reason that we celebrate Christmas. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Jesus is the reason that we celebrate Christmas. Can you imagine being there on that night with the star overhead and the angels appearing to the shepherds and the shepherds going, the shepherds bowing down before this baby in a manger, worshiping? Must have been an amazing night.
A new and glorious morn. is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever, his power and glory evermore proclaim, his power and glory evermore proclaim, proclaim Christ is Lord.
Our Hula Ministry, great. They do an awesome job. They are an amazing outreach to our community. I'm so proud to have them as a part of our church. That night 2,000 years ago must have been amazing. like I said, Jesus came here to earth for you. For you. If you were the only person on earth that had ever sinned, who ever needed saving, he still would have come just for you. That's an amazing thought. He loves you that much. Before we dismiss today, let's bow our head and close our eyes. Is there anyone here today who wants to make that decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? With everybody's heads bowed and eyes closed, if you want to make that decision today, become a Christian, make Jesus the Lord of your life, would you just raise your hand right now so I can say a prayer with you? All right. Even if you didn't raise your hand this morning, but you want to make that choice, it's so easy. All you have to say is, thank you for saving me, God. I accept your gift of mercy and grace. Become Lord of my life. I want to spend eternity with you. And that's it. The Bible says anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Just say, save me, Lord. And he will. The promise he gives us in Scripture. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for coming to earth 2,000 years ago to save us. We're not worthy of that sacrifice that you made, but that's how much you love us, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. Everything we have is yours. It's the least we can do considering what you gave up for us. We give you our lives. In your name, amen. So stand together as we dismiss the service today from number 6, 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen? Yes. Church family, you're dismissed. Merry Christmas.